grateful. And giving, that attitude of gratefulness, I'm giving out of gratitude because I have so much I want to share. It enhances empathy and reduces aggression. Grateful people are more likely to have a pro-social manner, behave with kindness. Less likely to retaliate against another, even if given negative feedback.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Good afternoon and happy holidays. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's 3:03 on November 30th. This is Talented People, and thanks for making our show number one here. We're so happy and thankful and grateful during the holiday season and all year long for you listening in. I just want to give you an update on the weather in a second, but I want to introduce our guest to make sure she's on the line, okay? Her name is Julian Sharp, and she is the president of Funny Bone Toys. Are you there, Julian?
I am. Hello.
Oh, that's great. Okay, good. We had a little technical difficulties this morning when she was on Raising Conscious Kids, but in case you were listening, there's a correlation between her company, Funny Bone Toys, and the initiative that they have to create awareness and consciousness to art. So not only are we going to talk about that with our award-winning products today that, you know, we always feature Santa Choice Awards, especially during the holidays, Mariah Media, and even the Good Housekeeping Seal today. We're going to talk about her product line in just a second. I'm going to give you the update on the weather forecast here. If you happen to be listening in the New Jersey area, in central New Jersey, showers likely this afternoon as it is pouring as we speak, heavy at times with a high about 58, and then showers before 4 a.m. tonight. The rain could be heavy at times again with a low about 51, mostly sunny, however, all day on Thursday with a high of 56, and then mostly clear Thursday night with a low of 33. Mostly sunny all day with a high of 48 on Friday and then a low of 33 on Friday night. Sunny again all day on Saturday, the high of 48, and partly cloudy with a low about 31 on Saturday night. Partly sunny again all day on Sunday, the high of 46, and then a slight chance of rain after 8, mixing with some snow perhaps after 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low of 33. And then the rain continues on Monday, just a chance of it, partly sunny, the high of 47, and a low of 32. We're going to go to one quick break here on Talented People. And then we're going to get back to our conversation with the president of Funny Bone Toys and her journey from starting a company to the successful business that she is. So stay with us on Talented People. We'll be right back.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
All right. Welcome back to Talented People. It's 3:06 on November 30th, and I hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving, and we're looking forward to the holiday season. And so, actually, we're in it right now, actually. So, my guest today is the president of a company called Funny Bone Toys. Her name is Julian Sharp, and she's calling in from the New York area. And we're going to not only talk about her company and her successful journey into entrepreneurial world and retailing, but also as a talented person. We're going to recap a little bit of this morning's conversation about raising conscious kids that was talking about some of the products that they have to offer. And if you're out there getting ready to pick yours for the holiday season, we're going to let you know where to get them. So, Julian, hi, how are you today, this afternoon?
I'm doing great. Doing fine. Thank you.
Oh, good to hear. All right. Let's start from the beginning again for our audience out here that's made our show number one, and we are so grateful for that. Tell us about yourself and about how you actually journeyed into your company, Funny Bone Toys.
Well, I mentioned earlier today, I started my adult life as a cruise director, and I got to sail on ships all around the world. And I really learned to love games because if the weather was bad on a day at sea, the games were vital to make sure people had a good time on board. So we had a lot of the mainstream board games, but we also got good at making up games. And so that's how I really got fascinated by the idea of how to make up different games, how to make existing games more fun or more, you know, change the rules a bit to make it more crazy. And that's kind of how I got into game design.
So that must have been such a fun job. And I'm thinking about, because I love cruises, as my audience out there knows. And I could just picture it, all of a sudden stormy waves, and then you got to bring everybody inside. And then there you go with having to find a way to make everything that's always been around more fun than ever. And so then you were talking.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And so you left after there. Then you went to Fashion Institute Technology. Is that right?
Yes, actually, I have a bachelor in business, but then I took some courses in around 2008-2009 at FIT, not really to learn how to design anything in fashion, but more for, they had some great evening courses on sourcing, product sourcing, how you make something, how you find a factory, whether it's domestic or overseas. And so those courses were really, really helpful. Even before I knew exactly what I wanted to make, I knew I wanted to make something. And I really liked those courses as far as teaching how to source.
Yeah, well, that's invaluable information because we know from our guests on Talented People over the years when a lot of times they don't have the luxury of having a class like what you were describing on sourcing, and then they have to find their components and they have to know what they're doing and the relationships and everything it takes to start a business, you know, especially like yours, jumping into the toy and game industry. It's great that you had that resource to you.
Yes, it was wonderful. I don't think I could have done this without taking those courses, and not that they taught me everything by any means, but what it taught me, more than what I what I learned from there was how much I didn't know, and that I needed to find the right people to, you know, to help me along the way, not just jump into anything. So that was really teaching me the breadth of the depth of what it meant to design toys and games for a child industry.
Yes, and I know our audience out there is fascinated by the idea. A lot of people out there are, you know, have always thought of creating their own product or product line, as you have, up to 12 products already. And so we're really interested in learning about what you've done over the years. For one, I want to give everybody an update again. Julian Sharp is the president of Funny Bone Toys, and she's here today not only to talk about how she's become such a talented person along with her co-founder and their business, but also to share with you a little bit about holiday shopping and some of the amazing award-winning games that they have out there that are ages 4 and even slightly lower and up, just because they're so unique. So start off a little bit, Julian, by adding in a little bit about where someone could go if they're listening right now and they'd like to be able to follow along and view your games, where they can get them, and then we'll talk a little bit about those games, and then we'll talk a little more about how you've gotten to the point where you're at.
Sure, be happy to. Well, first of all, we do sell our games on Amazon. If you're a Prime member, you can get that great 2-day free shipping. We also sell them on our own website, which is funnybonetoys.com. And we sell across the country at some wonderful retail establishments, from Barnes & Noble, one of our games is at Target. But we really love our specialty retailers, and I think there's two that might be kind of close in your area. One is Six and Stone Shop carries our games, and also Game Frenzy carries our games in the New Jersey area.
No, good to know. Thank you. Now, are those like Astro members? Is that the kind of specialty toys that you're talking about?
Yeah, most of them. Astro is a big part of our network. We go to the Astro show, and we're members of Astro. I'm on some of their planning committees for trade shows. So, yes, we love our Astro members.
We've had the American Specialty Toy Retailing Association. Yeah, just for the sake of catching everybody up out there, we have had ASTRA, American Specialty Toy Retailing Association is the acronym, on the show before. And there is a find a retailer on their website. So it's astratoy.org. You can go put your zip code in and find these amazing, you know, small, sometimes a little bit bigger, kind of those that support the community, and they have specialty, really nice stuff that you would find if you were going to look for holiday shopping, or if you were going to be going to a birthday party or so on. And they're across the country, and they do support the community, so we support them and try to promote them as much as possible. So tell us about some of your award-winning titles and what they do and how they're differentiated from others in the marketplace.
Sure. I mean, the main thing that we do with ours is, you've mentioned award-winning. The awards that we've won are for gameplay, specifically for how fun the game is, how well it plays. But then what we try to do above having fun games is to have games that become a wonderful gift to give before you even open the box. We want that the outside of the box to look really cool, to be something that you see on the shelf and go, wow, I'd like to have that, or I'd like to give that as a gift. Every component that we have inside of it, you know, the game, it is carefully curated so that it's fun to touch, see, feel. It has to have all those tactile elements to it. And we also want it to be of the highest of design. So we're very design-focused. And again, because all of our games are inspired by some art element, we try to put that element in center in the design.
And so tell us about some of the names of the games that you want everybody to know about. And what they do, how you play them.
One of our best-selling games this year, the hottest we've had probably has been Anaxi, A-N-A-X-I, and it is a game that was inspired art-wise by concentric circles. We loved the idea of circles. We saw an art piece for overlapping, and we said, oh, Venn diagrams overlap. So we ended up making, even though it was an art-inspired game, we ended up making a word game out of three cards. There's many cards, but you overlap three in a Venn diagram. And so each card has a word on it. And where it overlaps, you think of things. So like if you put together fluffy, sweet, and pink, where they overlap, you have to think of as many things as possible that are fluffy and sweet, or as many things that are fluffy, sweet, and pink. And you do that in a race, a one-minute race. And whoever thinks the most is the winner of that round. So it becomes art turned into a word game that Dave Baldwin of Favory.com probably could teach your kids more words than Scrabble. So So that's been a really fun one this year. It's been one of our best sellers. That's also being sold in Marvel's Brain Store around the country, which is kind of nice. They picked that one as their brain game offering. That was very cool. Our best selling game of all time is Disruptus, which is an innovation game. It came out our second year of business, and it is what's cool about it is we did it for a creative exercise for kids to teach them how to look at everyday objects and do different things to them, whether to create something new out of what the peak components of that object or to improve the object, transform it. And what happened was it became very popular in schools and homeschool, also in stores around the country. But then a second market that's turned out to be almost as big has been the work or the business market. So a lot of companies use it for team building, for icebreakers, for creative exercises. And so that's been probably, that's why I think that is our best seller because of that element to it. Other games include Juxbo, our color stacking game that was actually inspired by macaroons. We have our original art card games that are just color card games such as Rummy, a color dominoes card game. Just quite a few. And you can see them all on funnybonetoys.com, but there are 12 different titles right now.
That's amazing. Congratulations. So, again, like, how old is your company now to have 12 games?
We were founded in 2011, and that was when we started designing our first games. Our official launch was at Toy Fair in New York in 2012. So we have launched product now for 5 years as of 2016.
So just, we're going to get to our break real quick. I want to let everybody know that you are Julian Sharp, the president of Funny Bone Toys, multi-time award-winning, very inspiring woman who has a line of products out there, games and so on, that you can buy for the holiday season and also just to have any time all year round. We're going to go to a break real quick, but we want to hear more about just, you know, actually it's inspiring in itself that you started in 2011 when it's such a challenging economy. And I know everybody out there is going to want to be listening to that. So we're going to go to a quick break. It's only about 2 minutes long. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Stand by. Thanks for listening in. We appreciate it.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Okay, welcome back to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Our guest calling in today from the New York area is Julian Sharp, and she's the president of Funny Bone Toys. They are a line of products, 12 actual games you can get on Amazon. They've been out there since 2011. And so I want to ask you, Julian, tell us about like a typical day in your office. What's your day look like?
Oh, my goodness. Well, so we are, with 12 products, we may sound big, but we are not very big in staff. So I'm running this company. It's pretty much the only full-time employee. So I act as sales director one minute. I might be the market and social media manager the next. Then I have to switch brains and go to billing and collections.
Pull your microphone a little closer to you, Julian. Pull it a little closer.
Sure. I'm right here. Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Okay, so basically I run all the different things as a sort of a full-time employee. We do have outsourced, bookkeeping and warehousing, things like that, but from sales, marketing, and everything else, I have to run that as well as then I might have to call and be the billing specialist. So, and in addition, I'm always developing new games. So there's really no typical day for me since I started this company.
That's incredible. Well, in addition to, the business development side where you're actually selling to retailers and then selling to consumers, and then you were talking about the Amazon Prime and understanding all of the tools and opportunities that you have as a vendor, like selling to consumers. How did you learn all of what you had to do?
Well, sometimes talking on a quick radio show, it's kind of the 40,000 but before I, after cruise directing and before I became a game developer, I did work and I had a creative services firm. So what I did was copywriting. I worked with a web developer, and during that time, I was also helping. This was when social media was very first starting. So I helped companies set up their social media pages if they wanted to make a blog. We had ghostwriters. So it helped me to learn a little bit about that. I learned about Google AdWords and how to get in the back end of all these platforms, quite early on. So, again, what it did taught me some things, also, again, teaching me what I don't know. So we do have an outside firm that runs our Amazon store, even though we're very involved in the getting online and checking everything all the time, especially at the holidays. So we do have for sales, I might be considered more sales manager, and then I have independent sales reps that are all over the country, but it's making sure they get what they need, following up on the orders, and then also helping even just following up on reorders with, because they have many clients. So, you just really, in a small company, there's no way, I think, to survive unless you learn a little bit about every single thing that is to run a business. And our goal also is to grow. So as I, as we get a little bit bigger, then I feel very comfortable that I could oversee all of these things. But it's been a big learning for sure.
I want to know, and I want to ask you, if you have a volume control on your computer or what you're calling from, if you could turn it up a little bit, that might be a little helpful to us. We still hear you,
okay,
but if you have that possible.
How is that?
That's good. Yeah, thanks. What about like naysayers? Like, okay, you just decide that you're going to start making games and toys. And so what was it like for all those out there who are thinking about starting something up? What happens? Like, did you get support from everybody, or did you have any challenges?
Yeah, well, actually, I can answer to a question you talked about right before the break and kind of tie into that. Basically, when we first started to think about making games, it was exactly as you said. The economy was not so great. Games, even though they were slowly rising, they certainly weren't as popular as other items for gifts and things like that. And so what we decided to do with our first three games was to make this series called the Art of Card Game series. And it was three games, which we still have, called Spectrix, Array, and Kubu. There are three small card games. Spectrix is a color rummy game. Array is a color dominoes. And Kubu is a color sequencing game. Their design, even the look and the box design and even just the concepts, were really not for as much the toy market as they were for the museum market, because we did see that even in a down economy, there are this large segment of people that wanted to find good design at the museum. So those three games, we sold into tons of museums the first year we were in business. But when we were first making those games, we had a consultant that looked at what we were doing and said, I don't think these are ever going to fly. They're games, but they don't look like your traditional games. And I said, no, so we're not going in the same market. we're going to go into this market. And what we did was to allow us to grow and get funds to design new games by picking that market first. Even with the naysayers, it turned out to be a very good thing. So it's like seeing where there is a small opportunity that you could get in, even if the economy's flat, and then you can grow from there. Because since then, the games have really taken off in the United States and all over the world. People are buying games like crazy, game cafes. So we've changed our design to become more mainstream, some of the brighter colors for our toy store buyers and things like that. So it's been really interesting. But in the beginning, nobody thought that these strangely high-designed games would have a very big market at all, that we might just be like self-published, sell a few hundred copies. But, you know, we sold several thousand copies, so it's been really cool.
Wow, that's so great. Love hearing great stories. Tell us a little bit about, you were talking earlier today on Raising Conscious Kids about the market as far as the millennials go, where all of us out there are wondering, like, what's the status of the board game, you know, place? It's like some people just don't even think of them anymore, but you shared some really interesting facts, and so let's bring everybody up to date on that.
Sure, I find it fascinating to talk about it for hours. What happened is that basically the, you know, you think about the different generations and baby boomers all the way up to the millennials, basically. So the millennials, though, because when the beginning of that generation started to where it kind of is today, they're still kind of, you know, called them the millennials, but they had such a different childhood experience, the early ones to the ones that were born later in that generation, that they almost could split them in half. And the reason for that difference is because of the amount of tech that they were exposed to. So what's kind of happened, though, is that the mothers who are just now starting to have their kids, might be up to age 8 to 10 years old now, the kids, have grown up complete digital natives. So they don't, it's never a question of, oh, my kid's going to get too much tech. They're going to have tech. They're going to have what they need for their education in tech, their iPads, things like that. And what they also want, it's like that rebound thing that seems to happen. They want their kids to be able to be social and have interactive with their parents, with them, you know, with their grandparents. And they are just buying board games like crazy. Family game night is huge now. And if you look on some of the blogs, of parents' blogs, even just traditional, you know, blogs about, you know, parenting and that, they're talking about family game night. It's all about that. And also around the country, college students are wanting to connect with their peers, and even older, like 20s or, you know, early young working people are wanting to connect with their peers, and games are being played at parties over and over again, much more than they were in the last few years before that. So it's really a big resurgence.
Okay, well, we are so interested in this. As you said, we could talk about it for hours because you're on the other side of the fence. Like, you're the person who's actually getting orders for your games there. Julian Sharp, president again of Funny Bone Toys, is telling us about her, you know, journey into the toy and game industry, sharing with us the way that the marketplace has changed and what's going on with game playing. And we're just going to learn more and more about it. We're going to go to our quick news and weather. We'll be right back. It's Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Stay with us. Thanks for making us number one.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Washington is a very healthy immunological system. You'll see a full-blown organ rejection if you put too many status quo disruptors in Washington. So we're really trying to get that blend right.
That's Anthony Scaramucci with the Trump transition team outside of Trump Tower speaking to reporters about why some insiders are being brought in to help with the transition. President-elect Trump did announce two new additions to his cabinet, Steven Mnuchin as Treasury Secretary. Also announced that billionaire industrialist Wilbur Ross nominated as Commerce Secretary. Detroit Police Chief James Craig says officers on routine patrol this morning were targeted by an assassin. Craig says several shots were fired at police by a man who was armed with an assault-type rifle and additional ammunition. Police are going door-to-door to try to find the gunman. And investigators are admitting the attacker at Ohio State University, inspired by Anwar al-Maliki and ISIS. USA Radio News.
If you have ever had an email account, shopped online, or used a credit card to make purchases, you are in dire jeopardy of identity theft. You must protect yourself now. Call our partner, ID Lion, at 1-800-941-6844 and sign up now for free. That's right, free. USA Radio Networks and ID Lion want everyone to have identity theft coverage. If you sign up now, we will give you a $50 gift card. Identity theft destroys credit and causes horrible issues for those that are hacked. Don't be a victim. Take advantage of this incredible free offer and sign up now. Call 1-800-941-6844. One out of every four Americans are going to have their identity stolen. Don't let it be you. It'll ruin your good credit score. Get protected and get your free $50 gift card. Call right now, 1-800-941-6844.
Obamacare, public enemy number one, according to the vice president-elect. Here's correspondent Chris Barnes.
Pence telling Fox News it'll be the first thing out of the gate, saying
the president-elect's made it very clear.
He wants Congress to take action against the so-called Affordable Care Act when it convenes in early 2017. I'm Chris Barnes.
At least nine people dead as a result of Tennessee wildfires and severe storms that ripped through the South overnight. Officials in East Tennessee raised the death toll to four through the wildfires that continue to burn out of control. Here's Gatlinburg Police Chief Randall Brackens talking about when people can get back in their homes.
Safety is the main concern. And as of right now, it is unsafe, and we just can't do that until we make sure. We'll get folks back in their home as soon as possible.
President-elect Trump weighing in on this week's car and knife attack at Ohio State. The president-elect tweeted this morning, ICE is taking credit for the terrible stabbing at Ohio State University by a Somali refugee who should not have been in our country. USA Radio News.
There are three foods that may be killing you. These three commonly consumed foods are actually banned in many other countries and yet readily available in the United States and frequently consumed here. The big food distributors have spent hundreds of millions of dollars to try and keep this information a secret. Learn what these foods are and what they are doing to you by going to killerfood35.com. That's killerfood35.com.
The LAPD is investigating a shooting in Hollywood that has all the hallmarks of a Hollywood movie. Here's correspondent Jason Campidonia.
A man's body has been found on the second story of a parking garage on Barham Boulevard near the Cahuenga Pass. LAPD officials said Tuesday that the man was shot once in the head. Suicide has been ruled out, and the case has now been handed over to LAPD's Robbery Homicide Division. That's an elite unit that often handles high-profile crimes, but it's still unclear why the unit was called in. Over the past year, two people have been killed in the city, but police believe the killings are not related. Jason Campidonia, Los Angeles.
Severe storms last night leaving damage across Mississippi. Here's the story.
Homes were damaged in at least four counties, but no injuries have been reported. Brad Bryant at the National Weather Service in Jackson says they think about half a dozen tornadoes may have touched down.
I wouldn't be surprised if we had a tornado that might have tracked 20 miles or so.
Looks like the worst damage may have been in Winston County.
We had one mobile home destroyed, another home with a very large oak tree on it, and in another site we had four structured homes destroyed.
Emergency Management Director Buddy King says the storm hit in the southeastern corner of Winston County. In northern Scott County, several homes were damaged when a confirmed tornado about 300 yards wide came through. Other tornadoes may have touched down in Noxubee, Oktibbeha, Lowndes, and Clay counties. Randy Bell in Jackson.
USA Radio News.
All right, welcome back to the show. It's Talented People. It's about 3:32 on November 30th. Hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving and looking forward to the holiday season. I am going to read you a quick update about the weather if you happen to be listening here in Central Jersey. This afternoon, showers. The rain could be heavy at times, so the high about 58. Showers continue tonight before 3 a.m. They could be heavy again at times with a low about 51. Mostly sunny all day with a high of 56 on Thursday, and then mostly clear with a low about 33 on Thursday night. Mostly sunny again with a high of 48, and then partly cloudy on Friday night with a low about 33. Mostly sunny again with a high of 48 and a low of 31 on Saturday. And then Sunday, same thing, 46 and down to about 33. Chance of snow, however, on Sunday night. And then again, chance of rain again all day on Monday with a high of 47, a low of 32. So we're back and we're having a conversation today on Talented People with my guest. Her name is Julian Sharp, and she's the president of Funny Bone Toys. And she's explaining to us how in 2011, she decided to become a game creator. And then she ended up bringing, which she says it's not a big deal, but we think so, 12 products to marketplace and selling thousands of units. And you can go to the website, Funny Bone Toys, to learn about them. And then you can also go to Amazon and look at all of them in their store. So, Julian, we were talking a little bit about the trending of the game playing between, like, you know, the changes and between technology, digital, millennials, you know, everything about it. So now that you've actually gotten into the world of games, both through retailing and consumer direct and so on, what does your future look like? What's next for you?
Well, basically, what we're continuing to do, our goal is to grow. So, you know, we didn't want to be just a small company having a few titles. We're continually designing product. We bring out, you know, as many as our budget will allow each year. And so right now what's kind of happened is that we have about 40 products in our own pipeline. And what we're also finding is we're getting contacted by several independent designers who don't necessarily want to create a whole company around their game, but that have great ideas and they like what we're doing. So we've been starting to work with several other designers to bring some products of theirs and through licensing agreements and things like that. So we'll grow even faster.
Well, that's interesting too, because we've had a lot of publishers on the show over the years and we learn about things we don't know as much about as we'd like to. So when you're speaking about this and you're talking about maybe there's some inventors out there that don't really want to build a company around it, which is a pretty well ways to say that. So do you accept like product ideas and game ideas, or do you prefer not to? Do you have to have an agent to come to you, or how does that work?
Oh, no, I run this company without a lot of middle craziness like that. I don't mind having someone to solicit us directly. We get a lot of submissions through our website. We are very careful to sign, non-disclosure agreements so that people feel protected. Also, we look pretty quickly and we want to know if it's a great game, but maybe not something that goes with our line at first. So we really, you know, we can tell that pretty quickly. But, we really are, it's a nice time for anyone wanting to submit a game as if they were thinking about working with Funny Bone Toys because of our growth opportunities and, that our business is going in that direction next year to enhance what we have with some other game ideas as well. So no agent required.
Now, that's really important to know. And it's interesting to, I know our listeners out there that we've, you know, had, like, again, like I say, a lot of different types of companies on over the years, and everyone has a different process. And one of the best tips that I had ever heard from a publisher was that they said that they are so welcome to hearing ideas, but that if you're going to submit your book idea and it's a children's book, don't submit it to an automotive parts publisher. You have to have that match, like you were saying about the philosophy, really more about Funny Bone Toys. What is it that you would say would be the mission and the ideal type of synergistic product that you would kind of consider from someone out there who's an inventor?
Oh, absolutely. I can answer pretty quickly on that. But for us, every product needs to have some sort of story. We have an inspiration story for everything we produce. And, of course, our focus is art or design. It could be an education focus, but it really does go more towards the art, as we talked about in the earlier show today. And come to us with your story of what did you see in the world that inspired you to make this game. And if it has that kind of flow, it's going to get a lot more, you know, attention. Sometimes there might be a neat game that we could, you know, put a story around or inspire us. We may, you know, design it a little differently than it was first done to bring that story. But if you can think, if you're a thinker of, like we do, that there is an art inspiration for this game, then I think that it's going to have a lot better chance.
Well, and also I think it's important to note to people, sometimes they are always sitting back there thinking, you know, I'm going to go to the largest, like, manufacturer of games and toys and the most popular brand and pitch my idea, and then they wait forever and ever and ever, where that you're describing your company. and how they kind of have direct access if they have a really nice fit to a quick decision maker on your level of interest.
Absolutely. I mean, there's not a lot of layers at this point with us. I mean, obviously, as you grow, that does not necessarily. It doesn't mean that the big companies are not good. It's just that when you, the bigger you grow, the more layers you have. But if you were, you know, right now we're at that fortunate, we, of course, we'd like to grow bigger, but we are at that wonderful, you know, point where we still, you know, I answer all the emails that come. I see them all and look at every single thing that comes through. So it's really quite nice. And I don't know, I can't imagine not looking at those product ideas, because maybe there's something I see in it that could be, you know, just a spark. So I probably, even if we get bigger and bigger, I will probably always take a look at those submissions myself.
I think that's really important to point out to everybody. And I also want to mention again to our listeners out there, thank you for making Talented People number one on 100 in Chamber Radio. And we are talking with Julian Sharp of Funny Bone Toys. She's the president. And she's given us live, you know, on the street information about how she developed her company. And I do think it was interesting before you mentioned about an NDA, and that's a non-disclosure agreement. And for those out there, can you just explain a little bit to them about what that is about and why that they should not feel bad asking for a signed NDA, or if you ask for one, and how that works?
Sure. And again, I'm not a lawyer. My lawyers have always been telling me we need them, so I do believe in it. Basically, what it is, an NDA, non-disclosure agreement, I feel very, you know, I'm very firm that we should sign a mutual one if someone wants to show us their proprietary information.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, as you grow as a company, one of the first things that, you know, any larger company will have to, like, if they're looking at you, will want to know, have you protected your information? Have you protected your IP, which is your intellectual property? So if you're coming with a game idea, you want to make sure that it's signed, so that, you know, it's your ideas, they say your ideas, and that, you know, nothing comes out. It's just people that are, you know, talking together, it won't go outside that area, even if you decide to go forward.
Right, it's true. And I just want everybody to know, you know, we represent a lot of different types of companies in our public relations firm. And a lot of times people will come to us and they'll be like completely nervous about asking for an NDA to be signed on the front end. And we always say to them, you know what, you really don't want to be working with anyone who has an objection to it, because in the world of business, they are standard operating procedures. It's respected to have one and ask for it. And there's basically, you know, like you said, you are protecting your IP, your intellectual property. And so when someone would bring a game idea to you, there's a reason for them to want to have that, and they shouldn't feel bad about it, right? And you're not insulted as the kind of producer of the product line when you're asked by them, are you?
No, not even close. In fact, there's been a couple times, well, actually, I would say that at least a third of the time, it's me, actually more than that. I bet half the time I'm the one going, wouldn't you like to sign an NDA?
Right.
And if you don't have one, we have one that's mutual, that's just a, you know, blanket NDA. And the thing is that for me to get enough information about whether that game would maybe be a fit for us, I need to see the game. And so but it might not be a fit, so that the person showing me needs to know that even though we might turn it down, they have their idea and they can take it somewhere else, and nobody else will ever hear about it from us. And that's basically what it is in a nutshell.
I love it. I really appreciate you actually spending part of our show here today, which we're talking about you, sharing stuff like this with our audience, because they are very much interested in the behind-the-scenes work that goes along with successful and talented people. And that's something that, you know...
It's my pleasure.
Yeah, thank you. And I know on behalf of our listeners, we thank you for that too. So why don't you tell us a little bit more about yourself while we have you here? Like, we're going to go to our quick break. When we come back, I want to hear about, like, if you have any pets and if you have any guilty pleasures or what goes on with you as soon as we get back. This is a short break. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's Talented People 342. Our guest again is the president of Funny Bone Toys, award-winning, amazing games that are available to you for the holiday season and year round on Amazon or at Funny Bone Toys. So stay with us and we'll be right back again. Thanks again for listening.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
All right, thanks again for listening on November 30th. We're trying to get into the holiday season here, being inspired by a game developer, a company that has 12 games out there right now, growing fast. Funny Bone Toys, and again, the president, Julian Sharp's on the line. Julian, let's get a little personal with you and hear a little bit about yourself and about what's like, you know, where were you born? Tell us about you.
Okay, let's try to answer that in just a second here. I was born in Indianapolis, Indiana. I graduated of the Kelly School of Business at Indiana University, and I haven't lived at home since just after college or maybe a few years after that, but I do like to go back to Indianapolis because it's the home of Gen Con, the biggest gaming conference in the country, so that's a lot of fun at the end and near the end of every summer. And again, at the top of the hour we talked about, I was got out of Indiana to be a cruise director. That's what got me out and of the Midwest and around the world. So that was a good way that kind of inspired me to travel and probably changed my entire life because of being able to see so many different places and inspired my love of travel and even of art and design to this day, just seeing how different everything is around the world.
I can't even imagine the opportunity that you said you were on the cruise ship for like 11 years, is that right?
Yep, off and on for about 12 years. I'd take a couple breaks for about a year, but I'd go back. So most of the time for that 12 years, I was at sea.
That's amazing. What about, what was the furthest that you've ever been from your home?
I've been to Asia. I was working on a ship that went from Hong Kong to Singapore. Been through Bangkok and all the areas over there. I missed the Australia. That'd probably be the farthest, but I guess Japan and Asia has been the farthest, I guess, away from the United States.
Oh my God, I just can't imagine. That sounds like a whole other story. I would love to hear the whole living on a cruise ship world thing. I'm just a big cruise person, so I was just it's interesting that you bring that up. I did not know that before you were coming on the show. And what about do you have any pets?
I do. I have a dog and a cat. They're best friends. They're both rescue. One was from the street, and one was from a shelter, a dog shelter. And they're beloved. They're just my fur babies. And they are also my office assistants when I work from home.
Oh, that's so cool. Well, good point there. Is your office from home, your facility?
Yeah, we have a warehouse in Wisconsin. Our financial team is in back in Denver, where our business was founded. But for me, I work from everywhere. During trade show season, which is twice a year, kind of January, February, March, and then June, July, and August, I'm on the road most of the time at the, you know, all across the country at different trade shows. So I don't really need an office right at this point. I can work from home or on the road when I'm doing sales and trade shows.
No, that's so popular. And let me tell you, I do the same thing. I love working from my home. I just love my slippers, and I don't care if it's raining out. I'd be in my robe. I don't really care. You get a lot done.
I love it.
Yeah, and I love the way you describe that with your cat and your dog there next to you, because you know, you get a lot of time to be able to do what you got to do. You can just plow through everything. I'm a big advocate. We've had people on the radio over the years that were talking about the beginning of telecommunicating and so on, and it's just interesting where the status of that is, and as it goes forward as well. So many shortcuts that can be done. So much can be done, you know, on the computer. You just don't need an assistant or anything else. You just get it done.
I mean, that's also, I have to say, the reason we've been able to kind of grow this business as fast is because of technology that allows for so much. You know, when I was first running some independent businesses, even my creative firm, you know, that I had mentioned earlier in the show, I mean, there were so many things you had to set up more manually, and now it's wonderful, the things that you can do automatically.
Oh, my God, absolutely. What about, like, I wanted to ask you something just about that. Oh, how did you learn about all of these, you know, trade shows that you talk about, that you're on the road all during the first quarter and the second quarter or so on? Like, how did you come from the outside of the toy industry to being, like you said, advisory to Astra and so on in such a short period of time?
Well, one of the things, again, my big thing is when you go try to educate yourself, you usually find out how much you don't know rather than how much you know. Mm-hmm. So I firmly believe in asking questions, and in the very beginning, we hired a consultant that had brought games to market. So I went and spent a good few hours with him. He helped us to decide how to package, meaning not how to design the packages, but how to put them in cases, case packs, things like that. Helped us source our warehouse. Helped us know about, you know, Toy Fair and some of these trade shows. And then as luck would have it, because our games were in the beginning designed for such a gift market rather than just a toy market, I had gotten into, you know, looking at where other gift companies were, how they were selling. We saw several on their websites, we're represented by this group or that group. And so I said, well, we need to get in with those sales rep groups. And that's what we've done also. And because of them, the gift show circuit, which is different than the toy show circuit, we are actually in showrooms that are run by those reps. So I don't have to necessarily go and stand in my own homemade booth all day. They have a showroom, and then it's open during those shows. So I travel there for a couple days to train reps and get them up to speed on any new products and things like that. So we're kind of an unusual game design company in that we straddle very, very firmly two separate industries. One is the toy and game market, and one is the gift market. And that's allowed us, I think, to grow a little faster, too.
Oh, yeah. But then you also mentioned the beginning in the museum market, which is, they're all so different. And it is interesting.
Yes.
They're whole different worlds. It's like the world of perfume versus fashion I mean, they're just amazing. And it's great that you were able to get in and take. And like you said, those are good tips for everybody out there listening, I'm sure, as well as myself, learning about how someone could take over so many different types of industries that are so different. And I love your reps thing, you know, being able to really kind of look for guidance and sales from those that are already calling on those accounts all day long, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I'd say that's the one is, it's been really good for us, I think, is because when toy and game sales were a little flatter, gifts started, I think, to pick up a little faster when the economy started picking up. So our games were designed in a way that could be sitting on a gift, you know, even a high-end gift show, gift store shelf or a museum shelf. And then it allowed us to survive while we were creating toy and game looking game. So it's really being able, I think, straddling both markets was the way to survive and grow.
I just love it. I really appreciate you talking about this today, because you really have shared so much about your, you know, personality and your awesome award-winning games there. Again, Julian Sharp is the president of Funny Bone Toys on Talented People today. I love the way that you were talking about the trending where it comes to game playing and, you know, versus online and everything else with the technical side. And are there any other kind of thoughts that you have about your journey that you want to share with our people out there who all have that entrepreneurial spirit in one way or another?
Well, you know, it's find what inspires you, because You know, right now, as really the only full-time employee in this company, it's a lot of hours. And so one of the things that I love to do is to travel. Well, a lot of times, yes, I'm working all the time, but I've kind of incorporated the travel. So the trade shows I have to go to, I make sure that I try to see one new museum or visit something cool about a new city that I, you know, even though I'm working at the trade show, I try to make time for that. And then I also, because our games are inspired by art, and that art comes from all over, we've, you know, managed to go on some pretty amazing trips that are also allowing us to find inspirations. Like I'd mentioned at the earlier show today, our product Arazzles was inspired by sort of interconnected wall hanging we saw in Santiago, Chile. Another one of our games was inspired by, I was in Japan in Tokyo at this exhibit that took you, put your body on the side of the, like, on the video screen, and as you got closer to the camera, it pixelated you. So it made you, like, from, like, a whole body down to, like, a pixelated image. And that turned out to be an idea for the game Spirit that came out last year, which is a pattern game featuring pixelated images. So it's like, see how I've been able to combine a love of travel with a love of art to make, and that's, I think, why the, you know, why I've had such a good journey. So if there's something that you want to make or create, figure out how you can make your whole life around it in a way that it doesn't drain you, but that gives you energy to keep going. And
oh my God.
Life at the same time while slogging through the hard parts, because it's not all glamorous. So while you're doing all the slog of running and building a business, that you get so much from it that even though it takes from you, it also gives. I guess that's the biggest advice I could give.
That is unbelievably important advice that, you know what, we've heard a lot of great advice. That's probably on the top of the list there. That's an awesome tip for everybody out there. We have about 3 minutes left, so I have two more questions for you. One at the end of the question about networking, I'm going to ask you to share with us a little bit about your Good Housekeeping Award, because that's tremendous. But I want to ask you before that to tell us about, as you know, really kind of like a newbie to the toy and the gift world and the museum world, and then all of a sudden, you know, a couple years later, you're, you know, like I said, you've done a great job of networking somehow to be able to even get to the people that you could trust with your consultants and your sales reps. What was it like when you were just first time exhibitor and you didn't know anybody, none of the players? How did you break over that and through that?
Well, I had a little bit of a stroke of luck. The co-founder of the business had seen, when we were still just trying to decide what games we were going to make, we knew our name was Funnybone Toys, but this was in 2011, saw a conference that was called PlayCon, and that is an industry conference put on by the Toy Industry Association, and people that go there are owners of toy and game companies or people who are in the industry. So I went, and it was expensive, and for me, and not necessarily because we were very small, that's why. And I went, and there was, the people that were there were like the head of Hasbro, or the head of Lego, or, you know, product division of Lego were there, and here I was without even a single product to my name. But that year they were doing a thing where you put a little diamond on your name tag, and that if you were new to the conference. Well, you know, I kind of came, word went around, I was not only new to the conference, I didn't even have a game to my name. And they were the nicest group of people. From there, I got the two consultants I ended up working with that ended up helping me find my manufacturer, that ended up finding my first, publicity outlets, and learning about the best way to prepare for Toy Fair, all came, which was, like, that was in May that I went to that in 2011, and then I went into the first Toy Fair in 2012. Unbelievable networking from...
I love it. That, what a great
really,
story.
Really good investment.
Well, you know what? Yeah, you know, if you don't invest in yourself, don't expect anybody else to, type of thing. And if you do take the time, and then you, like you said, you got down to such a welcoming audience of colleagues that will actually guide you rather than just be completely against you. Okay, you only have a minute left. So tell everybody about your Good Housekeeping Award. And then we just want to remind everybody again, Funnybone Toys, Julian Sharp, president, telling us about it. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Well, big excitement for us was in 2013 when we did come out with our Disruptus game that we talked about earlier in the hour, the innovation game. It was picked as a Good Housekeeping Game of the Year, and every year they choose, people submit their games or they get submissions from other people, and they choose 48 that they review, and they review them with kids, parents, and everything. And then they choose six every year to be the Good Housekeeping Game. And that year, Good Disruptus was chosen, and it was so exciting to see it in the print magazine of Good Housekeeping. I just felt like, wow, I'm in the right place where I want to be in my life right now. It was so exciting.
It's a Cinderella story. We love it. Thank you so much. Again, Funny Bone Toys, congratulations on your numerous awards. We always bring Santa Choice Awards into the studio during the holiday season. Again, Mariah Media, as well as who could not know about the Good Housekeeping Seals Approval Award. So, you know what, Julian, we just appreciate your time. You know, thank you for sharing all your insights. Thank everybody out there for listening in. It's talented people. We try to bring you the best of breed and the best, you know, places behind the scenes. And that's what you just did here for us, Julian. And again, thank you guys out there.
Thank you.
Oh, happy holidays. All the best to you. Thanks, Julian.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, take care. Now, I just want to say again that, you know, hello. That's a talented person. She did a lot with a, you know, small amount of assistance, and she's like rocking the world. So I hope you are too. It's already 3:58. Talented people. We'll talk to you next week on Raising Conscious Kids at 11 o'clock. And in the meantime, happy holidays. Thanks again for listening in.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Washington is a very healthy immunological system. You'll see a full-blown organ rejection if you put too many status quo disruptors in Washington. So we're really trying to get that blend right.
That's Anthony Scaramucci with the Trump Transition Team outside of Trump Tower speaking to